Good morning. Please be seated. I see a lot of friends, but for those of you I have not yet met, my name is Catherine Hobbs, and I'm a graduating senior at Radnor High School. This past summer, I traveled with a group of teens to Tanzania for cultural immersion and community service. The fourth day of the trip was a Sunday, and in an effort to welcome us into their community, members of a nearby Lutheran church invited our group to their morning service. We walked for about 35 minutes to the little one-room church, which was perched up on a hill. The building was simple. There were wooden pews, a kitchen table for an altar, and a cross hanging up in the front. But the windows inside opened up to the beautiful dry savanna grasses and the acacia trees below. When everyone was seated and the service began, the congregation of about 20 locals rubbed their hands together, clapped three times, and opened their palms, raising them up. I later learned that this tradition represents the creation and release of fire. They were sparking energy and love with their hands and then sharing it into the world with the intention of welcoming both God and my group of visitors into their worship. This is how they begin every service, every Sunday, opening their minds and devoting themselves to the Christian faith. The priest spoke only Swahili, and the service lasted upwards of 2 hours. I wasn't bothered by the language barrier or the hot air setting in on us, though, because I was moved in a way I had not expected to be. I loved the passion in the priest's voice. I loved the emotion that fueled the triumphant choir as they swayed and clapped and allowed their voices to ring throughout the chapel. Somehow this church was the first place in this unfamiliar country where I felt comfortable, connected, and at home. Tanzania didn't feel so foreign anymore. I knew that when the sun rose across the world, my family and my church community here at St. David's would be dressing for the same occasion, taking the same communion, and feeling the same presence of God as they too welcomed him into their minds at 9:15 a.m. in Wayne. Walking out of the church, I had tears streaming from my eyes and a smile on my face. As I relive and reflect on this moment, I now understand that the sensation was my realization that God's loving arms reach far and wide. His vastness was breathtaking. My faith was present as I sat among Tanzanians who didn't speak English, but spoke the common language of love and of Christianity. All I had to do was open my mind and my heart to this language, and I was at home. As long as we welcome him into our lives, we can find God everywhere, no matter what we are experiencing or where we are. Before we walked back to the village, the congregation circled up around the priest outside of the church. I watched, puzzled, as church members would step forward individually with an item in their hands, such as a bag of fruit or maybe a piece of cloth to make clothing. The priest would raise it high, and the parishioners would begin shouting, waving their local currency in the air. They were bidding. An auction at a church service seems strange, doesn't it? Well, it turns out that these items were like offerings. Most of the villagers could not afford to drop some money into the offering bin every single Sunday, so instead they bring whatever items they can, and all of the money raised is returned to the church. These people, who had merely nothing, not even money to fully support their families, were offering everything they could spare. Whether you hop in the car for a 5-minute drive to St. David's, or you walk over 30 minutes to the little church and back, you do it because you look forward to spending your Sunday mornings in the presence of God. Whether you write a check and seal it in the little envelope that comes in the mail, or you offer a clean bucket of water and a banana to the church auction, you do it because you devote yourself to living a Christian life. In my opinion, this is the foundation of Christianity, true generosity, and an effort to give everything of yourself to God and those around you, regardless of how much time, money, or other gifts you have to spare. When you hand your heart and mind over to God, starting that little fire for yourself, he will answer in his own ways. This is something I've been thinking a lot about during my senior year, a year packed with all of the stressors like college and prom and finding Saturday night plans. In my AP literature class, we read a book that sparked a debate about religion. Is each individual's faith strengthened or diminished by times of despair? In other words, when your dream college rejects you, or your loved one passes away, or even when you just feel lonely and sad, do you turn to prayer and trust in God? Or do you reject and even resent him? Maybe you even forget that he is there watching you and guiding you on your path. It's easy to forget about God, and a lot harder to welcome him back in when our minds are clogged with other things. In my opinion, everyone approaches these hopeless or darkening situations differently, and my ongoing goal this year has been to maintain my faith through everything, the happy parts and the sad parts. About a month ago, I went with the confirmation class to the St. James School in Philadelphia, and the priest there said something that resonated with me. He said, "The most important time to worship and with the time when you most need to pray is when you don't want to. When our lives get busy and our thoughts are preoccupied by daily stressors, it's so easy to forget to make time to come to church or even to pray. I'm learning, though, that it's important to prohibit the chaos of our lives from overshadowing God's presence. Again, the only thing asked of us as Christians is to give everything of ourselves that we can, and so I'm working on trying to welcome religion into my life always, rather than just when it is convenient for me. In return, I know that I will receive unconditional support from God and the ability to trust in his plan." In the book, Tattoos on the Heart, which was given to me by my youth leader, Sarah, and which I recommend to all of you, Minister Gregory Boyle speaks of this concept. He says, "Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, spoke about the task of marinating in the God who is always greater. He writes, "Take care always to keep before your eyes, first, God." The secret, of course, of the ministry of Jesus was that God was at the center of it. Jesus chose to marinate in the God who is always greater than our tiny conception, the God who loves without measure and without regret. To anchor yourself in this, to keep always before your eyes this God, is to choose to be intoxicated, marinated in the fullness of God. In this excerpt, the word marinate stands out to me. We are all familiar with it in the context of food, to immerse, to soak, and to flavor. In the context of religion, it is exactly the same. Marinating in God is diving into exploring your faith, embracing it willingly, and doing everything in your power to let it shape the way you live. After all, we are a church on a mission to know God in Jesus Christ, and we are reminded of this every Sunday, that to be a Christian is to live your life as Jesus Christ lived his. He is the prime example of giving everything of yourself. I mean, he sacrificed his life for the future of humankind and all for God's will. Jesus lived his life sharing with others, teaching others, and finally bleeding for others, all because he recognized the gifts he could contribute and he knew what God had asked of him. So today, May 12th, is Mother's Day, and it's fitting that our mothers and grandmothers are some of the people who exemplify this concept the best. They are often the prime examples of those who open their hearts and minds to the Christian faith on a daily basis by mimicking Jesus' devotion to serving those around him. Through the sacrifices and efforts they make for their children, they give everything of themselves, handing over their time, money, and thoughts in order to raise us well and provide us with memorable, fulfilling childhoods. My mom doesn't get me out of bed every morning at 6 a.m. because she loves my wonderful morning attitude. She doesn't itch to drive my brother to his faraway hockey games when she is exhausted from her busy day. And she certainly doesn't reprimand us because she hates us. She does it because she loves us, and she knows her 24/7 job is to make us better in every way. My mom is the person in whom I see Christ the most, and she contributes every piece of herself to us and to living a Christian life. My mom opens her heart to our needs and walks in the shoes of Jesus with generosity and understanding. So today, I challenge you to first welcome God into your life. Find time for him, even when you don't have it or don't want to. Start those little fires with your hands, opening your mind up to faith and to worship. Marinate in God's fullness. Second, I urge you to spread this hot, contagious power to the world around you. Walk in the way of the Lord by auctioning out all of your gifts, no matter what they are. Show kindness to the stranger next to you, volunteer your time, or make the mothers in your life some cards. Devote this busy time of year to looking for ways you can give all of yourself to living a Christian life, and answer to God, because he will answer back. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers and grandmothers.